It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, I got to confess, I had got a little giggle about this. Got some information that there is a program coming up. It's provided by the DNR here in Minnesota called Becoming an Outdoor Woman, and there's a Fishing for Women seminar class. And I thought, well, do you have to have your special woman pen in order to sign up for it? Mandy Urich is a professional angler. She's a volunteer for the Becoming an Outdoor Woman program. Hey, Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
So you don't need to have your special woman. Remember when Bic came out with that special pen made just for women and women just kind of lost their minds about it?
Yes, I do.
And I just thought, you know, you grow up in Minnesota, your dad teaches you to fish. Or your older brother, somebody teaches you to fish. But apparently that not everybody is taught. And I know that some dads, not my dad, thank heavens, but some dads were really mean when it came to teaching, you know, kids to fish. The kids just really lost any taste for fishing because their dads were kind of mean about it. Where'd the idea of this class come from?
Actually, the bow program's been around for a little over 20 years. It's the oldest bow program, actually, in North America. The lady who started the program just recently passed, but just being able to encourage women without having any kind of pressure or just an open, relaxed learning situation, and it works, obviously. We have over 130 different programs that we offer for our program in Minnesota alone, which is the largest. So pretty much anything you want to do, from fishing, hunting, archery, kayaking, birding, flowers, I mean, we've got it all.
So what's the deal with in order to have a relaxed and fun environment, you got to get men out of the picture?
I just think, you know, everybody that I talk to, they just said they're intimidated. You know, if they go fishing with their husband or they're, you know, fishing with their dad, to ask the questions that they really want to ask, because people kind of just tend to jump in and do it for them instead of teaching them how to do it themselves. And obviously teaching someone how to do it for themselves is empowering them to be able to do it on their own. So that's why it's important. We just take them out of the picture and everybody's on an even keel, you know. It's intimidating for somebody to go into a normal, like, say, fishing clinic, and there's 150 men sitting there, and the majority of them obviously fish, and they fish for a long time. So if you have one of those basic questions, you don't really want to raise your hand and be like, hey, how do you tie that knot kind of a deal.
Do women feel as though in some situations that they end up playing into a stereotype when they're in a situation like that?
I think so. We're completely knocking down that wall. Like, we're back at the beginning. That's nice with the programs that I've been doing, which is new for how I'm handling the situation, is I'm doing the course. I'm covering, you know, species and line tactics and, you know, how to fish them, and then backing it up immediately with getting them on the water and having them practice those skills that they just learned.
I know that there were a lot of people when my folks were living at the lake that would come up and they would want to fish. And it was men and women. It was a lot of women, but it was, you know, men and women and family and friends that their dads had made fishing such a horrible experience that they had no desire to fish. And, of course, then my father took that as a personal challenge. I'm going to make this so much fun that people are going to want to do it. What was the deal with dads? What was the deal with baby boomer dads?
I don't know. And I actually, my dad was that dad. My dad, we grew up, we guided. So my dad was a guide, and I have five older brothers, and none of them to this day fish because it was work. It was a job. You know, it was sun up to sundown, rain or shine. You know, if it's 40 mile an hour winds or raining out, it doesn't matter. We've got to do this. And they made it not fun. So it kind of shied them away, where my dad never even thought for me, because I'm the youngest and the only girl, like, well, she's not going to want to fish. She's not going to want to be involved in the family business. And instantly I was like, yes, I do.
I'll teach you. So maybe that focus on the end result, the catching of fish, that kind of focus, as opposed to the experience that we're having together as a family or whatever, kind of, you know.
Correct. Was the wrong one, absolutely.
Right.
And that's where, when I talk about it, you know, growing up guiding both hunting and fishing, it's not what's in the live well or in the back of the truck out of the, you know, the hunting and fishing trip. It's about the memories that you make. And I've been lucky to have a couple generations now, they have their kids and then their grandkids come up, and it's those memories, and it's tight. I mean, it's something that's continued to drive me this day. Like, that's what I want to do. And I want them to walk away with that experience and go, oh my goodness. Like, I realize this is something that I can share with anybody and continue to share with them.
Do you have a family that you can take fishing, Mandy?
I don't, unfortunately. I'm 35, unmarried, and no kids.
Well, you but know, there are so many programs where you have the opportunity to borrow kids to take fishing with groups.
That's the thing. I literally have so many kids. Actually, every Tuesday, I have a young mentor that gets in and goes and fishes tournaments with me, and then we've got the kids clinics and then everything else. So I'm like, I got the best of both worlds. I get to steal everybody else's kids for a day or two or a weekend or a camp, and then ship them back to them without having to pay their college education.
Excellent plan. Note to self, become fishing instructor. Okay. Mandy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk to you. And just have a wonderful time fishing, and what a great thing you're doing for folks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mandy Urich joined us this morning on the phone. She's a professional angler and a volunteer for Minnesota's Becoming an Outdoor Woman program, one of the oldest BOLD programs with 130 different programs in just Minnesota alone. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.